Welcome to Three for the Road with Matt.
I'm Matt.
Glow.
And I'm Glow.
And I'm Adam. We're a weekly rundown of all things Vermont, kind of like VPR. We have a lot less standards,
rules, we have procedures. No standards.
We don't have an employee handbook. There's no HR department. Yes, how's it going, guys? Anything going on?
No.
Just chilling?
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to start with just a bit of a bummer topic, but maybe it needs to be addressed.
Uh-oh.
Can we stop attacking Asian people?
Yes.
I mean, it's...
Oh. You mean like us?
No. We're not attacking Asian people. I don't think we are.
I was like, sheesh.
No. Six or seven women were shot
in Atlanta.
Some massage parlors.
Mm-hmm.
And what? And they were Asian.
Yeah, they're all Asian. Okay. The suspect. Did you see this guy?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of parts of this story. First of all, I mean, we could have like, as soon as I heard what happened, that's the guy I imagined.
Yeah.
He's got like this scraggly like neck beard. He's got the beady little eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Skinny face. I mean, he just looks like. It's like,
he was born to be a murderer.
Yeah, it's like active shooter or pedophile. Right. I'm not sure, but he's definitely one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure people around him knew that he was a nut job.
Like, he was
having a bad day.
Right, and that's what the cop said. The cop said this guy was at the end of his rope and he was having a bad day, and that's what he did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I mean.
When I have a bad day, I just got on some whiskey.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I just scream at the top of my lungs, you know, in profanities.
I killed my liver instead of Asian people.
Exactly. You're having a bad day, go buy a decent bottle of bourbon, put on a baseball game, and just
chill.
Enjoy the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy, piece of work. I don't even know his name, which is good because usually they promote the people's name all the time. But another thing about the story that bothered me is, I mean, if this dude was, so he killed these sex workers, or I don't know if they're sex workers, right? That's the thing, right? They work at a massage parlor. We all know the stereotype.
Even if they were sex workers, they didn't deserve to die.
Exactly. If they were sex workers, who cares?
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what his motivation is. If he's angry, just a lot of these attacks on Asian people, Gloria, they think are being motivated by the coronavirus.
What?
The China virus. That's what.
Oh.
The Kung flu is what Trump kept. This is Trump's, another one of Trump's things.
Oh, you know, I was wondering, we haven't spoken about Trump in so long. I almost felt like he was history.
I don't have any
history.
Need to.
Like, there was nothing anymore to report.
No, he's not in jail yet. When he goes to jail, then when he gets arrested, then we'll talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, he hasn't really been in the news much, and I don't know. Like, we haven't really talked a lot about national news or politics because it's just kind of
quiet.
Yeah, it's just
it's stumbling Joe.
Right. I got my stimulus check and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, he stumbled a couple times today on the going up the plane.
Well, he is 78 years old.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yeah, come on, give the guy.
I don't
care.
Let's
have Gerald a little Ford respect here. You know,
Gerald Ford used to do it all the time.
Yeah, whatever. You know, yeah.
I don't care. It's going to be a big deal to some, but not to me.
I'm pretty sure it's leading Fox News all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I hope he's just having a good laugh at it because it's ridiculous. I mean, it'll be a great cartoon someday. You know, I mean, he's going to be famous and syndicated. And getting all of those royalties, I mean.
Wait, we're talking about like President Biden's like
yeah.
second act as a cartoon character?
Yeah, he'll be famous.
Finally, he'll know his name. Finally, he has something to go home and talk to his kids about. Like, anyway, back to this dude who killed these Asian women. So if he's upset about that, first of all, it makes no sense because why are you attacking? Because I think 6 of the 8 victims or whatever were Korean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, obviously, not all Asian people are the same. So if you're upset with the Chinese, you missed your mark, buddy. So there's that part of it. And then there's just, this dude really probably needed to get laid. Because if you're consistently fornicating, you're probably not angry enough to shoot up a bunch of people. Right?
No, I mean, that's the problem. He said he was addicted to sex.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably addicted. I mean, sex with who?
Yeah.
You know, if you're alone, does it count?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
I mean, did he go in first and have sex and then kill him or what?
I don't know.
He just would.
I think he'd been there before.
He drove to several locations. They were not next to each other. And apparently he's passing other places that were not strictly Asian that were offering similar services. So clearly there was a racial...
He's trying to claim it's not racial because that would put him at risk for, you know, more charges.
Right.
Yeah, hate crimes.
And I'm sure he was counseled to say that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, fuck this guy.
So he just chose this one, walked in, and just killed...
Three different ones.
He went to three different ones and killed in each one?
Mm-hmm.
And some people he killed were just customers.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a couple, I think, that were there, and they got killed. Yeah.
No.
It's senseless.
As it always is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But why are you mad at Chinese people? They gave us noodles. Noodles. You know what Italians were eating before Chinese people? Just bowls of marinara sauce. They're like, something's missing. What do we put in
this? That's the dialogue that the far right has. It's not Russia. It's China.
Yeah.
It's China that is our enemy, not Russia. Russia's our friend,
but
according to them.
Right. Hey, but listen, hate the Chinese government. It doesn't mean it's the people.
No.
You know, like, I'm sure this guy doesn't think Biden represents him.
No.
Right? No. It's just the same thing that, you know, if you're Chinese, the Chinese prime minister, dictator, president, whatever you call them, doesn't necessarily
president
represent
for life.
You. President for life.
Yeah.
For life. Yeah, that guy sucks too.
Yeah, this is just another senseless, we're going to have more of it, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, it had been a story, like, bubbling up, but I only saw it on, like, MSNBC and, like, kind of lefty news outlets. I was like, maybe it's not that big of a deal. Maybe they're overblowing it, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen it on Fox.
No, I haven't seen it on Fox either. I also haven't seen an Asian person on Fox anytime.
CNN has a bunch of them. There was a tweet out today with just pictures of all their Asian reporters.
Right. So. Some other things that the Chinese gave us, Glow. Tea. Yoga. I mean, it's not just China, it's Asia. Yoga. Karaoke. Who doesn't love karaoke? Umbrellas. Think about your life without an umbrella. Just be walking around
wet. We do it all the time.
Kung Pao chicken.
Paper. Kung Pao chicken. Oh, here's one. Writing.
Yeah. Writing, huh?
Yeah.
How did it go from that to what we do, though?
Well,
you
filter it through, you know, thousands of Middle East. And, you know, we use the Arabic numerals. Anyway, yeah, that was a kind of a frustrating story to wake up to and then see a one whole segment of the country like, kind of shrugging about
it. They don't care. Mm. They care about stupid things, like cartoons or things like that, but they don't care. Whenever people get murdered, they just sort of shrug their shoulders and go, oh, well.
Agreed.
We get to keep our guns.
Right.
Where did this happen?
Atlanta.
Like the suburbs of Atlanta. The suburbs of Atlanta have a huge Asian population, which maybe a lot of people don't realize. But all right, Glow, this one's for you. Can we talk about the pile of stuff that was in the front yard?
Oh,
so a couple of days ago, I don't remember, maybe 2 or 3 days ago, I was walking by and you were clearly in work mode. You know, like you were like clearly like. Not in talking mode, because I was like, "What's going on?" Because you were just like bringing a bunch of stuff out, and you said, "I'm just preparing," and then you walked off, and I was like, "I had to go somewhere too," so I was like, "Okay," and then I come back, and the pile has grown. At first, I thought you guys were moving,
or I thought we were too.
Or
that
maybe
pile just started out. I had nothing to do with it. I don't know what. Wait a minute.
I have to say, I carried about 98% of it. But no.
I didn't even know what you were doing for half of it.
So what's the rule on that?
You know, I don't care.
Okay.
Where do you care about the rules?
It's
surprising.
I went into ballistic mode. That I was going to
benefit her.
Did you put a sign out there, or is it just understood?
It's free stuff.
I first did put a free sign, but that blew off, or I don't know, somebody took it. I went looking, but
well, that was on the. There's a free sign.
There was on the grill, didn't you?
I found that one. I put it back on the grill, but then just as I was coming up with another load, that woman asked me about the grill, and I was like, oh, so excited, and I told her, yeah, it does. It's really good for chicken, so she took it.
This is a chicken only grill.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only thing I ever cooked on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's chicken.
Because it, I don't know, it just it wasn't hot enough to really sear.
No, but it was good for chicken because it wasn't that hot and it baked.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is what I just said. Right? Really, can I say? Thank
you. Okay. I mean,
it was hot enough to kill the germ or whatever. Yeah. Well,
it doesn't get that hot. It's good for chicken.
Yeah.
So, okay, I just didn't know what the rule was about that, because you put all this stuff out there, and people were just taking it, and now it's almost all gone. I think maybe all of it's gone.
No, there was only a few things left. Mm-hmm. I should have cleaned the bike rack for a car. Mm-hmm. I always thought that would go, because I actually brought, Matt brought my bicycle, and I put the pannier on it, the whole schmear, everything with it, so... I don't think I made it down to the basement and back up before there was already somebody loading it into his truck. And I was happy. I was like, great, you know?
All right. Well, I think I'm going to do it now.
Of course, then he left the bike rack, though, you know, for the car. So I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know if there's any rule against it.
Actually, I did ask the board for permission some years ago about having a yard sale, and I got permission that I could have a yard sale.
Wow, that's surprising.
But I asked, of course, you know, Rob. He doesn't, I'm sure he doesn't remember, but I think I may have it in email, so. Anyway.
I think he was here. He must have seen it because someone put a note on our door, so someone from the condo association must have been here
just to put that up
during the
note.
Time that you stuff was out there. So
yeah,
about not locking the doors.
Yeah,
yeah, which we were ignored by somebody downstairs.
Yeah, our condo doors are always locked. Let's just put that out there. Always locked, and we all were fully armed. Okay, I'm just curious about that. All right, you want to get into some Vermont stuff?
Yep.
So, Governor Scott said life back to normal by July 4th, and he updated the schedule. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw it. So
I did, yeah.
60 plus vaccines will be, appointments available Thursday, 25th.
Next Thursday.
So what's that mean? Do I have to, like, log in, or do I have...
No, you have to log in and make your own appointment.
Yeah, you have to make it, but they're not just going to come knocking on your door.
No, no,
we heard
I mean,
she's here.
How old are you again? 63. Okay, here's your shot.
No, I was hoping for an email since I signed up already to be notified. No.
I wouldn't count on it. No, I would be proactive if you definitely want to get it.
Okay. What's the date again?
The 25th, next Thursday.
Okay.
And then the following Monday, the 29th, 50 plus. And then a week after that, the 5th, April 5th, 40 plus. So I'm in that category. And then 30 plus on April 12th, and then 16 and over April 19th. So that's...
By the end of May, everybody will have their second shot.
Well...
Or hopefully.
I think this is that you can sign up for an appointment, but who knows? Your appointment might be a month out. You know, who knows?
I don't think it's taken that long. Everybody I've talked to, it only took 2 or 3 days, if that much. Sometimes they can go on and find one right away. So it's not bad in Vermont.
Yeah.
And it's getting better other places, you know. Like Florida was horrid.
It was horrid. Spent several mornings trying to find my mom in a place.
Yeah, most people I knew drove to another county, you know.
What is it? Is it Mississippi, I think, that has like a bunch of unused? They have like 30,000 doses that no one wants?
That's because they're not taking it.
Can we just put a fence around Mississippi? You know, just do your thing in there.
I had one.
How it works. We're going to bring some orangutans in here and see how you fare.
I saw somebody that I knew in Florida. She posted about not getting a vaccine, and it was almost like they were trying to make themselves out to be heroes for not getting it.
Like, I'm not getting it, so someone else can?
No, no. Because it's something's wrong with it. It's going to kill everybody and all this shit. Oh. And all of us who are saying no mask, no vaccine, we're the heroes. And I'm going, what the? You know, don't confuse your ignorance for, you know, martyr them.
So what happens in years and years from now when everyone's still alive? Is it just, oh, just wait, we don't know yet.
It's just like everything else on it. It's just like everything else. You know, when these religions say the world will end, it doesn't.
Right.
Well.
It's because we didn't pray hard enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think this is a good, you know, July 4th. That would be great. That'd be a really kick in the pants for Vermont economy. You know.
Kicking the pants in a good way, right?
In a good way. Okay. Yeah. Kickstart. I wanted to say kickstart, but you know, but that's right in the middle of tourism season.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's true.
We can open up the border, which would really do wonders.
Well, Canada's slacking more than we are.
Yeah, I know. That's what I heard.
You know what I mean? Like they're shipping them the AstraZeneca one, which is like the Bobo vaccine, the kind of untested, and that's the one that all the poorer countries are getting. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a dumpy version. It's not even approved for us yet.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, except they're not allowing the Toronto Blue Jays to play in Toronto at the stadium with people. Like the Major League Baseball, depending on the state, like Texas, full stadium. You know, the Texas Rangers, mm-hmm. they get a full stadium. The New York's teams, the Mets and the Yankees, get 20%. Toronto gets nothing. Hmm. So Toronto's going to play their game somewhere else like they did last year.
Well,
they played in Buffalo.
The NBA team in Toronto, the Raptors, I think they're playing out of Tampa mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if that's safer, but here we go.
I'd rather be in Toronto.
I mean, Tampa is the craziest area in Florida. Mm-hmm. Like the Tampa area, like Clearwater, St. Pete, Largo, all that stuff. It's just, that's, if there's a crazy Florida story, it's most likely going to come out of
there. No, it's, what's the county? We're late.
Dade.
No, or Lakeland.
Hillsborough? No.
No, next to it.
Is it Lake County?
No, I can't remember. But hey, yeah, this is supposed to be famous for every Florida man stories, you know.
All right, so we got the California virus variant has popped up in two Vermont towns. I don't know. When I hear about the variants, I'm like, this means nothing to me.
No, I mean, they have several of them, but what's it doing? Is it doing anything else? Is it going to mutate back this year and come back as something else? Or
if this new variant is doing something very different, then of course I want to know. But if it's just like just a different,
a slight version of
right, if it's like, you know, regular COVID with like a hint of vanilla, then mm-hmm. I don't really care about it. Yeah. It's just the same stuff.
But California, they found out in California, different variants in Brazil, South Africa, New York, and California now. Mm-hmm. So,
and I mean, usually the California strain is the good strain. That's the one you want, right?
Yeah, that's it used to be, yeah.
But I guess there's a bit of a concern that if it does mutate a bunch, then the vaccines might not be as effective.
Yeah.
So a bit of a race between getting everyone vaccinated to kind of stomp out the virus. See what else is going on. Some more quick virus news. So there's, what's this guy's, Defender General? I don't even know what that title is.
I've never heard of that until today.
Yeah, but Defender General Matt Valerio. He's at the Public Defender's Office. So I guess,
in Rutland.
I guess it makes sense. I guess if the, you know, the mm-hmm. state attorney has one head person, so mm-hmm. I guess it makes sense that the Public Defender Office does as well. So, you know, credit to this dude for being the only person to say this, really.
Besides us.
Well, besides us, but I mean, this guy's wearing a tie and a suit, so he's more credible.
He's not blowing off steam on a podcast nobody listens to.
Exactly. So this guy listens. So he's saying that he's calling for like mandatory vaccination of prison guards. And there's some pushback from the union saying like, we can't do that. I don't think we were calling for mandatory vaccination of prison guards. We're calling for vaccination of prisoners.
Prisoners.
But apparently, if they're part of this, the schedule mm-hmm. of like, you know, they'll be vaccinated according to their age, I think part of the general population. This guy's calling for mandatory vaccination of the prison guards. And, yeah, nice thought, but that's going to happen, right?
No, you can't. I don't think you can make people take this. I don't know.
No, I think that would be a bridge too far.
It would end up the Vermont Supreme Court or something at some point. So.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't want someone making me take it if I didn't want it. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe there are some, because he's saying, well, if people don't want to take it, just reassign them to different positions. But then the comeback to that is, we don't have any people.
No, they don't. They've been looking for people. Right. Most of, a lot of them are working from home, or supposedly.
Yeah, if you look at any Vermont job board, like, there's like corrections officers like are listed daily job postings. They're always
there's
Google.
Your next life.
Huh?
There's your next life.
Corrections officer? I don't think I would be such a soft corrections officer. I'd be like sneaking prisoners cheese and stuff. I'd be terrible.
They all want cheese. That's the thing about prisoners.
Whatever, you know, like. See, I don't even know what they want. That's how bad I would be. I'm like, here you go, here's some cheese. Like, come on, man. You can get me like a cold cut or like chocolate or something.
I couldn't handle that.
No, I'd be terrible. Glo, I think you would be a good prison guard. I think of the three of us, I think you would be.
Well, okay, if you put it that way, yeah. Then.
But she'd have him out there doing all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Painting the walls, scrubbing the sidewalks.
Yeah.
Trimming lawns with just a little hand clipper.
Wow, now you're getting like intentionally cruel and unusual.
No, that was what my mother had me do. Oh, okay.
You're gonna run the prison like a Portuguese household.
Now your mother would have made a great grandmother.
Oh, and then my grandmother, she could have been the warden.
I mean, that's what we need. We need like an old world immigrant family running the prison. Because there's some kindness there too, right? But it's you got to earn it.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, they said like they have people working 16-hour shifts. And they said they have people sleeping in their cars.
What?
Like, the officers. Aren't there beds inside the building? Isn't that much warmer than?
You'd think so.
Is the prison that bad that sleeping in the cars is it's a better alternative?
In January.
Yeah, that's a big critique about the prison, right?
Oh, my gosh. But it goes through a whole tank of gas just to keep the car going.
I guess you do got to keep it going.
That's what you probably do, you know, otherwise freeze to death.
I don't think we do prisons well here in Vermont.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
We got to ship them out now.
Right. Out of sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a couple other prison stories coming up, but yeah, we don't do prisons well. Mm-hmm. But who does?
No, nobody does.
It's not like we can say, you know, if we could be more like Illinois or something. I have no idea who's doing it well. See what else is going on. Oh, we're getting more refugees. Governor we're Scott.
Trying to. Anyways, right. Yeah. He's asking the
who's State he have to Department. Ask? U.S. State Department.
Yeah, U.S. State Department.
I mean, why would they say no, right? Don't they want to give them to places that want them and have programs in place for them?
I mean, I don't know. Most places won't take them. Mm-hmm. But here in Vermont, what did they say? How many have arrived? 8,000 people have arrived in Vermont since in the last 40 years, four decades.
It's not that many.
Federal, no.
It's really not.
But now, they stand out.
Typically.
No, but it's great. That's why I like when I first moved here in 1990, you didn't see any people of color. There was no color in clothes. There was no color in anything. Now you go to parts of Burlington, it's great. They, you know, their own restaurants and stores and stuff. So,
yeah, and he's wanting them to kind of fill the labor gaps.
Yep.
Because you Vermonters not having enough kids, that's the problem. I'm not just pointing at you two, but I mean just generally.
Yeah, we're like one of the oldest states in the union, if not the oldest. And, you know, you go to any grocery store, you know, we're hiring, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they hire immigrants, so.
Exactly. So here's my question. Maybe this is insensitive. You can tell me if it is.
Okay.
Do we get to choose where they come from?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking about the food scene.
Like, what else do we need?
Right. I mean, yeah, let's imagine everyone's suffering equally, so we'll take that out of the equation. But, like, you know, like, is there, like, a good Ethiopian restaurant in Vermont? I don't know if that they are on the list, but, you know, like, Like, what kind of food truck do you want?
Oh, I see. So it's like...
That's all we care about.
Yeah, what's your cuisine? That's what I want to know.
I mean, there's obviously other benefits, like when, you know, refugees move in, like, you know, overall a tolerance probably increases. Kids get, you know, kids who don't normally have diversity get to mix with people who aren't like them. All that's good. Mm-hmm. But me, what is my immediate benefit? It's like these, like the Asian March pop up, they're great. You know, the food trucks, different restaurants. I mean, that's...
Yeah, there's got to be somebody we don't have yet.
Yeah, like what would it be?
A good cuisine.
Like, I mean, I don't think there's a Syrian restaurant anywhere in Vermont. Mm-hmm. Syria is ripe for
that. What would that be? Chickpeas and...
I don't know. See, I don't even know. That's a problem, right?
I'm sure they have more than chickpeas.
I came for the chickpeas and I stayed for the chickpeas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they probably got more than chickpeas in Syria.
But... I'm thinking Middle Eastern type cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all, you know.
Sounds delicious.
It is. I loved it. New Jersey is great for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I think we're almost like the capital out of India for India or any of these, a lot of these other countries.
Can we get
go ahead. I want to address this, that Gloria said that New Jersey is the capital outside of India for Indian cuisine. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Well, okay, I made that up. Stretch that.
London might have a little problem with
that. I don't think like people in India are dreaming of like one day we'll be in Jersey and we can open, it's like our second home. Like, I don't think that's the case. Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
But, I can't remember what I was going to say.
No, but really, places like Edison, North Edison, anyway, around in that area.
All right.
Is a very large Indian population. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With very good food.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we don't really have here. I don't know if that new place is any good, but the Indian food in Burlington really
is lacking.
It's lacking.
It is lacking. You know,
when I lived in Berkeley, San Francisco area, boy, it was so good. Mm-hmm. You know, and you come here and it's like, you know, yeah. Like going to, you know, some mediocre restaurant. Is there any way we can get a, like a... South Korean chef to move here?
Yeah, I don't think they would qualify for refugees, but we are missing a Korean restaurant. Yeah,
that would be great.
That would be great. What about like South America, like or like Central America? Are there a crisis at the border? You know, families from like Honduras,
Guatemala, Honduras.
Yeah, like the.
Yeah.
You can come upon the condition that one member of your family has to attend culinary school. Sorry. And you know, benefit the community.
When I lived in Berkeley back in the late 90s, I read there was an article in the San Francisco Chronicle that studied all the restaurants in the Mission District in San Francisco, which is the Hispanic district. Mm-hmm. And almost all the Mexican restaurants in the Mission were owned by El Salvadorians.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, Chinese...
They do. They would qualify. El Salvadorian, sure. I bet.
Bring them in.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Well, like Chinese restaurant, quote unquote, is like, you know, anyone could... I mean, anyone who looks vaguely Asian can open a Chinese restaurant.
Now, look at the restaurants that have Chinese and sushi.
Right. It's like a catch-all.
Make up your mind.
Or then you go to, like, the... What is the one where, like, they cook at your table...
Oh, Hitachi.
Like a Hitachi restaurant. Yeah. And like it's like kind of like entertainment as they cook.
Right.
In Florida, all the chefs are Puerto Rican. I mean, they're not Japanese or whatever. So yeah, we can bend
how
the rules
could you
too.
Tell?
maybe talk to them.
I don't know. See them dance, you can tell. Okay, so here's one guy that's probably not happy about the refugee increase. Did you see this?
Yes.
So a UVM professor, they're asking for his resignation. He posted what students are calling a racist video. It doesn't help that this guy looks the way he does, right?
He looks angry.
He looks angry, and he kind of looks like, I mean, he looks like a middle-aged Proud Boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he's got the beard, the hairstyle. He looks angry. Doesn't help that his last name sounds very Nazi-esque. Yes. Kinsvata. So, yeah, this guy, Glow, he has a part of a point. That's the thing. Like, his point is, maybe we've gone a little bit too far with all this, like, diversity training, almost to the point where, like, being white is considered bad. So maybe we've gone a little bit too far this way, so maybe we need to swing it back. If that was his message, it'd be fine.
But that's not his message.
No. His message is basically, like, systemic racism isn't real. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, diversity is not important. The standard diversity standards don't matter. And, yeah, obviously he's not doing well. But he's got tenure.
You're kidding.
He's welcome to say whatever he's protected by free speech, academic freedom.
Oh, so my goodness. Wow.
He's not going anywhere.
Well, how do you feel about this? I mean, is it a First Amendment right? Do we need people to talk like this
for the university?
Yeah.
They would probably say they don't want someone like this. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you want to protect people who have views you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. You know, if not, then that also goes down like kind of a dark road.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I view this. You know, when I was living in Berkeley, which was free speech,
yeah,
college. You know, it's the center of this free speech movement. They were not allowing a lot of people to talk at Berkeley.
Sure.
Which I felt like, you know, if there's a Nazi up there, if people want to hear him, maybe not. I don't know. But then again, it's on school property, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So,
I mean, there's probably students who agree with this guy. Yes. Mm-hmm. And their voice also deserves to be heard. I mean, it's like what we were saying with the whole Confederate flag thing. Like, hey, give that person a microphone. Let them tell you how all their thoughts and how ridiculous they are. Mm-hmm. If they're truly ridiculous, then everyone will come around and not... and seems to be that way. But I don't think this guy's going to go anywhere. I don't think anything's going to happen.
If you got tenure.
I think the best thing that could happen to him is he gets fired. Then he becomes...
a martyr.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then he becomes
free speech martyr.
Yeah. Then he can make the rounds around college campuses, giving his, you know, the same talk for several years, become a mini alt-right celebrity. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he would love it.
Yes.
So I think the best thing the university can do is just sort of ignore it. The attention will go away from him.
I think that people need to start understanding that the more attention you get, people is what they want.
That's what this guy wants, for sure.
So ignoring it will just go away. The news is constantly...
It won't go away. There'll probably be a situation where you might have, instead of a class of 20 students, you might have a class of 2 or 3, and that'll be it. And he'll make his... I mean, we can look up his salary. It's all public, but I'm sure he's making well into the six figures. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And his job will get easier.
Then he'll love it even more.
Sure. Oh. I mean, he'll probably be alienated by his colleagues.
Well, I think that's what a lot of these people want. It's just attention anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, attention to their views.
Yeah, and I don't think it's any coincidence that this is coming after a year of... everyone being secluded from each other, right? This guy's probably been on the internet for a year, mm-hmm. talking to people who have the same ideas, and it's just getting, you know, snowballing.
Right.
Here we are. But yeah, I don't think the student petition really going to do anything. Okay, speaking of colleges, so the House Speaker pitched $84 million to give money to state colleges. For an undetermined reason.
They just have it?
Yeah.
Well, I like the fact that only $7 million of it is going to UVM.
Sure.
Because, you know, these other colleges that are getting most of it, they handle most of the Vermont students, the in-state students. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
so
the Vermont college
system.
So
they
don't make as much. Yeah. I mean, UVM is for people from the Northeast, mainly not from Vermont, but, you know, from Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, places like that. So that's good. But I don't know what they're going to do with it.
Right, that's the thing. That's the only thing missing from the story is, well, what's the plan? Mm-hmm. Like, what's your long-term plan for fixing the problem that you can't afford to exist? Like, you have to make some major changes, right?
There's going to have to be some... I mean, they were getting ready to close a lot of these schools. Mm-hmm. And then the Jeb Spalding, the chancellor of the schools, the colleges here in Vermont, he postponed it. So they need help, but they need students more than anything, and they're not coming.
Right. Which is a shame, because I'm sure all these colleges are lovely places to study.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've been to Southern Vermont College that did close.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful campus. Just beautiful. An old mansion.
Right.
Which, you know, the central part of it, and had beautiful grounds and everything like that. So,
you know, I mean, they might look internationally if they can provide an education to international students at a reasonable price tag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of students coming from major mega cities might prefer a very change of something very different, you know. Another UVM petition, this one will work, I think it's working.
It's working.
The students are all pissed off because they're getting suspended for breaking the rules. And the rules related to COVID. And so the university kind of cracked down on them. Students signed a petition. I think it's got around 9,000 signatures now. Mm-hmm. They can't all be students, because that would be like 75% of the student body.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they kind of united against this. And what this quote says it all. What does he say? This is the guy who organized it. He said, I think that no student in this horrible time deserves an academic suspension. I feel like that's just excessive. They said the punishment should be a last resort. So, yeah, I broke the law, but I don't want any accountability. I mean, come on.
You know, you ever notice that the people who say "don't judge me" are usually the worst fuck ups? They're always saying that, and it's like, because you fuck up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get what they're saying. He's probably right. He's got a point.
Well, their issue is that it was unclear, like, what the penalties would be or when they'd be enforced.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he probably has a point in that, but there should be some kind of
punishment. There should be.
Punishment.
Especially for a second or third offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not the first offense, but, you know. But I guess they're reconsidering it. It's just because we've been through so much in the last year, they have, I guess. So.
Right. And some students want their classes to be totally offline for the rest of the semester, as opposed to having to go to campus, which, who knows if they'll do that,
yep.
Maybe. But then there's the issue with, do they have to pay the same price? Parents get pissed off about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough balancing act, and I'm sure the university is just like, everyone just get vaccinated, like,
yeah,
three
yeah.
more months and we can just kind of
go back to normal.
Right. Yeah, because they announced that they're going to do full in-person classes starting in August.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if not sooner, but yeah, definitely by August. Let's see. Tax days pushed back for a month.
Hmm?
Yep.
Really?
State taxes.
Oh, state taxes.
And federal.
Federal too?
Yeah, federal went first, and I guess Vermont has to follow federal.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing it a month back.
So instead of the usual April 15, it's now May 17.
Mm-hmm. Which means I'll be doing it May 16th.
Yours already done.
I would sweat to death if I waited. You really are going to wait?
No,
that
no.
Okay. I thought you were really. Like, what? Are you that cool?
No.
As a cucumber?
You
kind
do
of
your
thing?
Own?
I mean, I use TurboTax.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not legitimate. I'm like, I don't think what I'm doing is right or legal. Or like, because there's a question. It's like, click one of these. It's like, well, it's not really any of those, but I'll click this one or whatever.
Mm.
And I'm always like, I don't know if that was legitimate, but no one's checking it, right?
No, the IRS does not really do that many audits anymore,
because right.
They don't have enough people.
Right, and they're not coming after me, no. Right? Not coming after
well, you
us.
Might be the person. They don't go after the billionaires. They go after...
They probably go after people who they can get money from. It's right. Not me. You know, they're probably looking for people who have a lot of deductions or whatever. Like, I don't even know how it all works.
I don't know.
Like, that's really a blind spot for me, like financial intelligence. I have no idea.
Yeah, my guy does our taxes. I have to wait a couple of weeks.
He's a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah. Oh,
but okay. He's good.
He's also a teacher who has retired, but sort of fills in a lot.
Yeah, do you pay him, or you should do it just as a favor?
No, he pays.
Okay.
He does a really great job, and I trust him. He's very, very thorough.
It's good.
So, and it's not that much.
But I've had to wait because of all this federal stuff I'm getting from unemployment. Now they're saying I'm not going to pay any taxes on it, which is good.
That's good.
Yeah. So the last one, I think $10,000 or something. So,
wow.
Not bad.
Not bad at all, Matt.
Nope.
You picked a good year to retire.
I did. Yeah, I wasn't counting on it, but
oh, that's right. You didn't pick it. I'm sorry.
It wasn't my choice.
Yeah, I forgot about the whole COVID thing.
But I'll continue.
And I mean, why not do? You know, why not do this? Why not push it back? I mean, the IRS doesn't care. They're like, we're getting your money eventually. What's one more month?
When did this come out? The news.
This week, I believe.
Just this week?
A day or two ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a Biden administration thing they came up with. Okay, let's
delay
it.
Oh, okay.
So just another good thing that they've done for the people of this country.
Okay, but a couple other things before we take our first break. Essex is revoting on their split. I struggle to even talk about this because it's like Essex Town and Essex Village, or
the town of Essex and the village of Essex Junction.
Right. So who clear
knew that Essex Junction was just a village.
Right. And so they're separate. They voted to stay separate. The vote passed by 19 votes.
Mm-hmm.
19 people. And so now, so that was in one of the two entities, and now the other one is like, well, let's redo that vote and see what they say. And then if they don't vote to merge them, both of them might decide to like make a more formal split to make them separate. So something's going to happen either way.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't it automatically because the vote was so close that it had to go again?
Decided
to do it.
The state
statute requires the number of votes to pass reconsider must 66% of the votes that prevailed in the previous vote. In other words, since they voted no, the merger needs at least 2,479 yes votes to pass. Or I don't know, something weird.
So what's the reason for wanting to split? Is there one?
I mean, I guess it's money somehow. I don't know what else it would be.
No, they're merging. The vote is to merge.
They want
to
merge.
Oh, okay.
Because they're already split. But if they don't pass the merger vote, then the next step is maybe to make it split, like, for real. Like, make them two very separate things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Just make it all Colchester. I mean, come on. It's just Colchester, swallow them up.
Colchester's like a big whale.
Yeah. Okay, so do you remember this? So I thought this was interesting, Matt. This Windsor principal, you might remember her picture if you look at it. She was fired for posting stuff about Black Lives Matter, which at the time seemed kind of offensive, but now seems kind of light, you know, based on everything that's happened in the last year. It's like, oh, that's all she said? Anyway, she got fired, and there was a big conflict over if she was actually fired or not, which seems ridiculous. Like, can't you just, well, when did she stop getting paid? You know what I mean?
Well, that was a problem. She was still getting paid.
Right, she's getting paid, but then they said she was fired. But
which makes it official.
Which is ridiculous.
I know.
Right, so the judge ruled that even though she was still getting paid, she was considered fired. Because that's how the school district presented it to the public.
Because they had issued a written statement to the school community that day that read in part, "We are resolved that she will no longer lead our school," which... You're either fired or reassigned. They're not going to reassign you, right?
Mm-hmm. And here's one thing that I found interesting, Matt. So at the very bottom, she's a Woodstock High graduate and attended the University
of Florida.
Can you imagine Alachua County resident ever saying something questionable about the Black Lives Matter movement? I can't.
No.
Shocking. I'm surprised she's not wearing a camo hat in her photo.
We don't have a photo, do we?
Oh, you don't have one? Oh, okay. No. Yes.
We missed out.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember this story.
In her photo, she's wearing like a, almost like athletic gear, it looks like. So she looks like a pretty active, you know, kind of principal that I'm guessing is moving around the school a lot. She's not wearing like a business suit or anything. Yeah, who would have known? University of Florida grad having some questionable views on the racial dynamics of this country. And the last thing before we take a break, there's a lot of warnings from the Labor Department about fraud. So a couple of scams to look out for if you are dealing with unemployment insurance claims. There's no fee to file your claims. So no. There's like fake websites, or you might get like a phone call asking for money to file your claim. Be on the lookout for false websites. So websites that are asking for like your social security number, things like that. So be careful. There's fake social media accounts that are contacting people.
Wow.
Scammers are asking people to upload or mail them their driver's license, birth certificate, or social security card using outside agencies. So yeah, if it looks suspicious, don't do it. But can you imagine someone calling you and saying like, yeah, just let me have your social security number. I just need it to file your claim. I mean, if you have no idea, you might do it, right? If you're
completely unaware. Yeah, if it sounds official.
Oh, they take a little while before they finally get to the punchline. I mean, so in other words, by the time you're done, they're done. You're so convinced that I think a lot of people, yeah, would do it.
There's like, oh, sorry, by the way, just before I can get onto the next screen of my computer, I just need your social security number real quick. Is it what are the last four digits? Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, there's many ways around getting things that there was a great book about that, how so much like private information has accidentally been given out because people are so good at figuring out, some people I should say are really good at knowing, okay, they ask just enough questions to then lead them in other ways, and then knowing a little bit of this information, they feed it to this one. So before you know it, this person's convinced they're talking to someone who knows, you know, happens to know their aunt and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's wish I could remember the book, but it's a great way of describing it. Pretty much said it right now. I mean, it's like, that's it. That's the whole book.
Yeah, I mean, the scammers are getting so advanced, it's pretty ridiculous. When I was visiting Florida, I forget the exact situation, but it was like someone called my mom and said they were from Microsoft and they needed her credit card number.
What?
And I was like, so she got the call in front of me and she's like, Microsoft? And I mean, she didn't know, right? It's because she knows that Microsoft is on her computer, you know? Mm-hmm. She doesn't know if they know how to contact her, and it almost worked, but I mean, she caught on.
You know, if you look at this story, mm-hmm. right to the... There's an ad for an Ethiopian food truck doing a takeout thing next week.
See, they're listening to us.
They are. All right, we must have disappeared. Well, there's Caribbean takeout, there's German takeout, but there was Ethiopian takeout that is up in Gwinnuski on next Friday.
Yeah, that is the thing where you have to contact them on Friday, mm-hmm. and you can pick it up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, there's like a different... cultures, cuisine, every week.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
I've never pulled the trigger on it, but I've always been tempted.
Four Quarters did a thing the other day with one of the food trucks, one of the southern barbecue trucks. It looked really good. So.
Have they opened their new
I think they did, yet? Yeah.
I'm tempted.
Yeah, I am too. Maybe next week after I get my shot.
Well, I mean, hey, tomorrow or Saturday or Monday, it might be nice enough to sit outside. I don't know if they're open during the week.
No, I think they're only open on weekends.
All right, you guys want to take a break?
Sure.
Okay, we'll take a break, and the song we'll hear is from Luminous Inc. It's they're from Jamaica, Vermont.
Yep.
So I didn't know there was a Jamaica, Vermont. It's I'm getting some like Paris, Texas vibes from that, like a little contradictory. But yeah, the track we'll hear is Radio Kills Zombies. And I don't know if you listen to this band, Matt, that's pretty interesting. They categorize themselves as dream pop. And it's pretty apt description.
Okay.
You don't need to be stoned to enjoy it, but you'd probably enjoy it more if you were stoned. All right, take a break. I want to help you. We make it all easy for you. You just relax. We make it so nice. Thank you.
to do for you somehow.
So another one of our prison stories of the week. So we had a prisoner in Vermont hang himself.
That was a couple years, 3-4 years ago almost.
And now I guess it's being like litigated. Mm-hmm. And the only reason this is a story is because the family says that what is it called? This the thing, managed care?
Centurion managed care. I guess that's who runs the prison.
Right. So I guess they, weren't really on top of things, were not aware, or were aware of this guy's mental health state.
But they moved him and didn't let the new prison know about his mental issues.
And so, I mean, they don't really give the details of what happened, but do you think it's one of those things like you see in the movies where they should have taken his shoelaces and his belt or something? Or
they should have been keeping an eye on him.
Because he's on suicide watch?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't, and he ended up hanging himself. Mm-hmm.
Awful story. I mean, it's just another incompetence in our prison system.
Right.
You know? It's horrible. People who are mentally ill probably shouldn't be in prison anyways.
Agreed.
But just I read this and I went, oh, man, that guy, because, I mean, depression is one of the worst things in the world. And if it's not managed right, you end up with like this. It's terrible. And it's not his fault.
Right. And apparently he told his mother like the night before, but he said, I've lost the only two people that mean anything to me, so you won't be hearing from me again. Oh. Which, he's basically saying what's happening.
And I hope his mother called somebody. Or maybe it's her fault.
You would hope so. You'd hope she was proactive. Yeah. But maybe she thought, what can I do? He's at a place where he's being looked over,
Of course.
So that's a sad one. But yeah, Vermont prisons, not so good. Mm-mm. And if you remember a couple months ago, I think now, we talked about how the Vermont prisons were sexually exploiting inmates and parolees. So now they're trying to pass laws to make that a little bit harder.
I read this, I went, why is there not a law already? And this is crazy.
Right. Well, there are laws. They just, I guess, are not super effective. And so this is weird. Like, their solution is to put an oversight board. You know, like we always say, if there's a problem, throw a board at it. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, I think we need a committee to fix this, which is maybe not the best way. And then they, what they want to do is they want to drug test prison staff.
Like, is the union going to let them do that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And then also it goes to a staffing issue, right? I mean,
don't have enough help.
Right. I mean, I walk into the gym and it reeks of marijuana, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just because you smoke marijuana doesn't mean that you can't be an effective prison guard, right? You'd
be a better prison guard.
Right. Be giving cheese out to everybody. So, I don't know. It just seems like maybe this is not the way to fix this problem. Maybe don't hire scumbags. Might be way to solve it.
This is the problem you get when there's nobody to work. You hire a body that comes in. I mean, it's got to be a horrible job anyways, right?
Yeah. I mean, you are around people who hate you, you know? And then if you try to be, like, kind of the reasonable guy, they try to take it. I imagine they try to take advantage. Oh, sure, you know, like, mm-hmm. Or then maybe your coworkers don't like you because then you're being soft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's no way to play it.
There's no winning.
Right. You have to go ultimate hard ass, right, is the way that you would, if that's what the culture was.
Yeah, I mean, this is, when I read this second paragraph, the department rules already forbid such conduct, and state law prohibits the sexual exploitation of inmates and those under the direct supervision of an employee. This is like parole officers and everything.
It should be. I mean, that's how I thought it should be.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not stopping it from happening.
Of course not.
Right.
I mean, the jail's probably a good, easy place to get laid.
Wow.
No, I don't mean to make it funny, but yeah, that's it. I mean, you've got people who, I'm sure, they do it all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the ultimate power position, probably more likely to abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that an oversight board is going to be any more effective than, you know, a supervisor would be.
Let's start another board.
Vote Matt for the pop board.
That's right.
That's Matt. Vote Matt. Okay, next. Speaking of prisons.
This looks nice.
Yeah. Chloe, you want to buy a prison?
No. Hey, wait, there's silos.
Yeah, well, wow, look, you got persuaded pretty easily, huh?
Silos. Yeah, I'll take it.
Didn't know silos are in the mix. I mean, come on. Show me a nice silo, and I'm in. But yeah, where is this? This is in Windsor.
Windsor.
The state correctional facility. So I guess it's been shut down since 2017, but it's costing $200,000 a year to maintain.
It's a big place. A lot of buildings.
So what? It's up for sale?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have to be a prison. Now you can make
probably
it
won't
you
be
want.
A prison.
Yeah, probably not a prison. What would you do with the property, Glo?
Oh,
you got silos. Dogs. Don't forget, huh?
I don't know. I can't think.
Dogs?
Dogs? You think?
Animals?
Like an animal shelter?
Yeah.
No money in that.
That's true.
I mean.
And don't we have enough? No, I'm just kidding.
Republican Matt coming out on the second segment. Yeah, so there's ideas that maybe turn it into some kind of a farm, turn it into a brewery. Of course, you know, it's Vermont. That's always an idea on the list. Right?
This way you could grow the hops and bring it right in.
Hey, perfect.
I mean, right, you don't even have to go burn combustible fuel.
Someone call the whiskey millionaire and see if he's interested.
It's 120 acres. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Another idea was to make it a prison exclusively for older inmates. Because they can just kind of chill out, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. That's an idea.
Every prison movie you ever see, they always have that one old guy. who's been there forever, mm-hmm. and everybody trusts him, and he brings books to everybody and everything.
So imagine a prison full of those guys.
Everybody have books.
It'd be utopia. It'd be like a learned society. It'd be like Athens or something, like ancient Athens. But yeah, I'm kind of curious what happens to it. It's just over $1 million to buy. You could probably talk them down from that. Probably get it for $900.
Yeah, I'll hold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a lot cheaper than I thought it was. A million.
How many acres?
120.
In the spring of 2018, the site was appraised at $1.1 million. So, I mean, they're spending $200,000 a year to maintain it. Just, mm-hmm. yeah, hold them out, Glo. Just say, right.
Yeah.
Wait another year, my price goes down too. Your move, state of Vermont. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that they're selling that. This next one, I don't really have much to say about this, Matt, but mail-in voting was approved, universal yes. mail-in voting.
You like that?
Yep.
Because other states are banning it, like Georgia and Arizona.
Which makes no... Oh, I'm going to say it doesn't make any sense,
it but just, it makes perfect sense. You can't win elections without it.
Right. So that's kind of cool that mm-hmm. there's no need to... I kind of like going to the physical ballot place, I don't know how you feel, but...
This is the first time I ever voted by mail, and I really didn't. I just dropped it off. I mean, uh-huh. I didn't mail it, but I do. I agree with you. I like walking in.
You walk in, you kind of look around, you kind of, And I always go to with Edmunds, mm-hmm. and then in a typical year, on your way out, you just got a little bake sale table.
The school is drop in having
your
a little
$5 bill, you grab some cookies, that's drop right. the door.
They didn't have it last year, did they?
No. Mm-hmm. Not for the last 2 years they didn't have it. Mm-hmm. Corona. Robbing me an excuse to have cookies in the middle of the day. Okay, some other laws that are coming up. So they're trying to make it easier to expunge criminal records. Whatever.
I don't get why. But.
Well, for specific crimes. So here's the list.
Oh, yeah.
So things like grand larceny or burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. So if you're stealing from...
If you're stealing pipes out of an old building.
Right, I guess so.
Yeah.
Now, does unoccupied mean like... Does that include stealing a car from a car lot?
I don't think so.
Okay, because when I thought of occupied, I thought it meant people were there while you did it.
I think it's people who are actually either living or working in that space.
Like a resident.
At some point.
Oh, yeah. So a residence or a business versus just an abandoned building?
Right, right. Hmm. I mean, you may be right, but that's
curious.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then things that would not be on the list would be sexual assault, murder, robbery, or domestic violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're 19 years old, you do something stupid, and you get it expunged years later, I guess.
Right, because then you can't get a job for how many years, and then you're punished way past your punishment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with expunging it. Let's see, a Burlington lawyer is suing over the confusing ballots.
Okay.
Why is this just happening now? The ballots are always confusing. I have to look them up and read about them and put little notes to myself yes, no, yes, no, 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 yes, how I'm going to vote, and then go in there. Because I can't, if you just read the text of the ballot, then you're not a lawyer. You can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I obviously he didn't like the results of something, so he's right. suing.
Of course. Of course. That's what I'm saying. Why now?
Yeah.
Is a bit of sour grapes, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like he's upset about almost all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So. And they all passed.
Troublemaker.
Yeah. Let's see. We can now ship meat out of state. Why could we not before?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
I think it was because of the corona?
No, I think it was just you.
Really?
You mean even before coronavirus?
All right, you're asking a lot of questions that maybe I don't know because I'm not an expert in the shipping of meat. But the Vermont Agency of Agriculture, Food, and Markets set up a new agreement to allow local businesses to sell their products out of state.
But it doesn't say since.
No.
When or no.
Well, a new agreement, so new I guess it's fairly recent.
And they talk about the owner of Sherpa Foods. They make those beef momos and Napoleon, Nepalese dumplings and stuff like that. So they got hit pretty hard by the pandemic, so now they wanted to ship out of the state. Fine, I don't.
Why was this not allowed before?
It sounds like the Vermont our agriculture department wouldn't allow it.
I was racking my brain to think of a reason why. Like, why can you not ship your meat across borders? It's not like, it's not another country, you know? I mean, they mean out of state, not like to Canada.
Well, this is a message for Dana Casulo, the writer of this article. Uh-huh. They should have included that information. Why?
Yeah, Dana Casulo, get it together.
Right.
The people have questions. Think about the who, what, when, where, why. That's all right. We need to know.
That's what an article is supposed to have, right?
Yes. But anyway, I think it's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't see any downside to it. Yeah, you should be able to sell your meat anywhere, right?
Right.
Ship it to California if you got a market for it. Yeah, okay, bizarre. Glow, here's something you might care about. A historic train station has got to go.
Oh, no. I love that old train station there.
Do you know this one?
It's the one on Route 7,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right off Route 7. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, what do you mean it's got to go?
It's the Amtrak doesn't want it there because it's too close to the tracks. It's a safety issue. I could live in that house. Could you? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
It looks cool.
Maybe when I'm deaf,
windows,
yeah.
And, but, you know.
Yeah, actually, I love the house. I mean, that's cool, station, that old brick.
Yeah. 170 years old it is.
So are they going to move it, though?
Yes. The New Haven, the town is thinking about moving it.
Oh, goodness. I mean, thank goodness. Because I hate to see that demolished.
It is pretty close to the tracks.
It is.
it's back in the day. I guess you didn't worry about people just stepping out the door and getting decapitated, right?
I mean, it really is just a matter of putting a door on the other side, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
It's like, I don't know that we need the door to open into the railroad tracks.
Yeah, do we?
But it's pretty wild. Anyway, it's 170 years old.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The whole building.
Well, I hope it survives the move and all that.
So where is this? This is like, if you're heading south from here, right before you hit Middlebury? Is that like that area?
Yeah, it's between...
like Ferrisburg?
Ferrisburg. I think it's in Ferrisburg. Okay. Or right outside of, you know, between Bergens and Middlebury.
Why, you want to go look at it before they move it?
It'd
be kind of cool, I'd like to.
Go for a drive tomorrow if you guys want to. It depends on my wife's plans. I think she's pretty busy tomorrow, so I don't care.
Stop servicing New Haven in 1953, the trains did.
Oh.
1953? They stopped everywhere in 1953.
Well, wow. I mean, so... The whole premise of the story that... Amtrak is like finally finishing up their line to Burlington. How long has that been in the works?
A long time.
I mean,
and only now did they notice this building right in the middle of the.
it's 11 feet from the track.
it looks way closer in this picture.
No, well, 11, yeah.
Because in the picture, it looks like it's about 2 feet from the track. But maybe it's just a perspective thing.
Yes.
yeah. I mean, just in time for what? High-speed rail to come in? Because, I mean, go to any other modern country and you have, like, real high-speed rail. You don't have, like, the old Amtrak where it takes you what's going to be from Middlebury to Burlington? 3 hours?
The exact opposite of high-speed.
Yeah.
We got to stop in every frickin' little dinky town.
Uh-huh.
And it takes... I took the train from New York City back to Burlington. It was 8 hours, 9 hours, in the middle of the night.
Yeah, the only benefit is you can sleep or drink, right? You can have some drinks, talk to your friends if you're on like a long trip. That's fun, but...
I did it just to go to New Jersey. I mean, I could have driven, but no, I enjoy taking the train.
How long does it take to get to New Jersey?
Probably about 7 hours, 6-7 hours.
And where do you catch it from? Burlington or somewhere else?
Oh, is Montpelier.
Montpelier?
Yeah.
Even then, you got to drive down to Montpelier. And
well, I used to live right
Oh, okay. Right.
There's a better train down in Rutland to take, isn't there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To New York.
So the
to go across the water. There's it goes right down the east side of New York, down to the city. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I wish we had faster trains, but
it's ridiculous.
And they're clunky. Oh my gosh! Once we almost enter a certain point in Vermont, they are the rails are so old. The whole time you couldn't drink a cup of coffee because you'd be like splashing all over the place.
That frustrates me.
I remember I was trying to read a book and I was going gong gong, and I feel like I was playing ping pong with my eyeballs.
So you can't sleep either, huh?
Well, in some ways you could if you kind of like that real, but sometimes
like a baby on
really
a washing
hard
machine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, it says here they travel up to like 60 miles an hour.
16 or 60?
60.
Okay, I mean, that's like peak
that's
speed,
peak.
Right?
That is not here to Montpelier.
No, that's, I mean, that is from like Rutland. They get up to 60, then they have to start slowing down again before they hit Middleburg.
When they come down
right?
the mountain, yeah. That's how fast they're going. Yeah, it's a terrible way to travel.
It's just not efficient.
If you have time and you sort of just enjoy that old-fashioned, sort of still some classy form of transportation, I love it.
Now, you say classy.
Yeah.
What, in your mind, is the proper attire for taking a train?
Proper attire?
I see people get on a plane, they're wearing pajamas, and you're lucky if they're wearing shoes. Like,
that's not proper.
Okay, so is train travel like slightly elevated? You said it's classy. Is that what
it used to be?
Yeah, at one time. But what I'm saying, when I say classy, they still have a conductor with a little uniform and a hat, and
you know, real class, Matt.
No, and the seats are comfortable.
The conductor could be a orangutan with a little hat on, for you know. But
and it's got comfortable seating, and it's just much
dining
more
cars.
Relaxed. Dining
remember
car.
Dining
you have
cars?
A dining.
Do they have
car.
Smoking cars still?
Not anymore.
No, but it's so cool to have a dining car. You know, I mean, you can't. So anyway, I mean, compared to what it used to be to fly. And how classy that was. I mean, that was overboard, of course, you know, with the white gloves and the whole schmear. But
actual food.
But the food, the cloth napkins.
When was this, on a plane or a train?
On a plane.
Wow.
You could do it on a train, too.
You can still do it on a train in certain places.
See? Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, train at least still has a little bit of that left.
They do those tour things, you know, up through the Rockies and things like that. You know, you take one of those four-day, five-day train ride across Canada or something.
I've only taken trains in Asia and Europe. I don't think I've ever taken one in the last 30 years in America.
Well, if you look at our transportation here in this country, whether it be planes or trains, compared to other countries, our system's horrible.
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 Well, it's outdated.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it about so many of the other countries that are coming up and the technology is so much more advanced only because it's newer.
Sure.
Our stuff is, you know, it's outdated.
Agreed. But, you know, fix it. I mean, they did it. You mean to tell me that, like, you know, China can build this high-speed rail? Or not even China. Like, takes any other Asian country.
Japan. Korea.
I mean, even Europe. They have old stuff, too. But you can get from one country to another pretty quickly. And it's smooth. They have the dining cards. I mean, it's
France has a big deal. You know, Germany probably has them. So. Mm.
I slept on one in Portugal, going from one point to another. I mean, the old-fashioned, what you see in the movies. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly because the movies are sort of like, you know, filtering in. But it was, I remember, it was a bed. It was really comfortable. My own little cabin, the whole, I mean, it was great.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't mind doing like a train ride across the Canada or something like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
that'd
be fun. Up in the Rockies, the Canadian Rockies and stuff. I think it would be great. And plus,
oh, yeah.
If you have that, if you have dining cars, you have a bar, you have something, you know, your own place to sleep. I mean, that would be wonderful.
Oh, of course, yeah, sure.
We did a train ride to go like across Norway. Mm-hmm. It was like 5 or 7 hours, just like the whatever it is. It's like the most common one that everyone does. It was really nice, but after like 3 hours, you're like, oh look, another fjord. You know, it's like I'm tired of these beautiful scenic views. You know,
they were having the dinner car, the train, dinner trains down at the waterfront from here to Middlebury. Were extremely popular 2 years ago before the COVID killed it. But I mean, they were selling out, and it was supposed to be fabulous.
Huh.
The food, the dinner they served. It would just ride down to Middlebury and ride
crazy.
Back. It was like a 2 or 3 hour ride. You had a good dinner and you got to ride the train. So.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a little, I mean, I would say expensive, right?
Yeah,
I mean, but, you know, I guess
you do it once.
What you pay for.
But the food was supposed to be great and people enjoyed it.
Yeah, actually, I just remembered I took the train from somewhere in California down to Oceanside, California. And it was a nice, like, mm-hmm. it was like the ocean, you know, track, and it was nice. So I guess I'm coming back around to being pro-train, but God, make them faster.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. We do everything so badly in this country. I mean, look at, like, my point was with the airlines, too. Compare our airlines to other civilized countries. Just awful. You know, they're not going to get any better. They're just going to get worse.
Yeah, what was that joke on Bill Maher last week for about one of the airlines? Like, let's get this straight. You don't like us, we don't like you.
Yeah. It's
like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel when I'm on any American airline. I'm like, oh, yeah, these people don't want me to be here.
No. Well, it's turned into a miserable job.
Yeah, sure. I mean, and I can understand because I can hear how other passengers talk to, you know, the mm-hmm. airline staff. Like, yeah, I'm sure they hate everyone who comes to their service because...
I worked at the airport for many, many years and handled a lot of those people. Just the biggest assholes in the world. Just, you know.
Doing customer service.
Customer service.
Yeah.
The people who ride planes are just disgustingly, you know, they're disgusting assholes, a lot of them.
The thing that drives me craziest is taking your shoes off
mm-hmm.
and going to the bathroom. Like walking to the bathroom, like in an airplane, just and then coming back and sitting down, you see it. I'm just like, oh, like.
Yeah, there's a big thing on Twitter. People taking pictures of people with their shoes off on planes.
Oh.
And just they make the rounds, and there's all these people that just hated it.
Why are you taking your shoes off?
Yeah. My feet are so ugly. I'd never take my shoes off.
Okay, a couple quick things.
I like this story.
The one about the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is kind of a feel-good story, I guess. So this car got left in the Montreal airport, and the person flew to...
France. And couldn't get back to...
Right. And I don't know if you remember, we had a mutual friend mm-hmm. who used to live in this building who was actually in Paris when all the COVID stuff went down,
mm-hmm.
and the U.S. government was like, come home now.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, like, the airport was just, like, chaos, because no one knew, like, well, can we get a flight? What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, so they finally got a flight back, and I guess that's what happened to this person. So they got a flight back to somewhere in America.
Yeah, you couldn't go back to Montreal.
Yeah, but your car is still stuck in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
It took them a year to get it back. A year!
Why?
Because you couldn't go to Canada.
Oh, of course. Yes. You forgot.
So, luckily, somebody in Montreal...
After a 7 days article came out.
Someone in Montreal, I guess, caught wind of the 7 days article. They're from Vermont, have family in Vermont. So
they have dual citizenship. They can go back and forth.
So she, right? I think it's a she. She agreed to go to the airport... And then had to get the car towed because it had to get, like, air in the tires because...
Battery was dead.
Does that happen if it's
brakes
sitting?
Brakes were seized.
If it's just sitting for a year? Does that happen?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I guess, like, a really cold winter maybe affects it somehow.
Yeah, the brakes were seized up, so it cost them $1,500 to get in working condition.
Yeah. Did they say what kind of car it was?
It's right there in the picture. It's a...
Hyundai. Oh, no, it's a Toyota RAV4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they got it all worked up, drove down to Vermont. The Border Patrol agent's like, oh, I know that story.
I heard about that, he said.
So in your experience, So if you're going into Canada or out of Canada, what's easier for you? Like, it's always going out is the hardest one, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not Canadians. Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm.
It's always your own country gives you the biggest hassle?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I remember all the Canadians are going into Canada was always friendly.
Me too.
That was it. But I remember on the American side, yeah, sometimes they could get, you know, I don't know. I can't remember all of it. But it depends also where you go through. I mean, there's other border crossings, mm-hmm. too. Yeah,
I think it depends on who you have. The last time I went to the border, I was taking you up to, not the last time, but I was taking you up to Montreal to so you could fly to Portugal. I remember the guard says, so are you carrying any, she listed a bunch of stuff, and I hesitated because I didn't know she was done.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, are you going to answer that? I said, something like that. I go, no, I don't have anything. Or I said yes first, and then, you know, I did something screwy. She goes, you know.
You look a little squirrely there, punk. Squirrely. You long hair. Yeah. Get out of the car. Get out of the car, long hair. Yeah, the only story I had is going up there on the French side, because it was a woman, probably the same woman who's always there. Our buddy was driving my wife and I to Montreal, drop us off, and then we were going to fly. And so she's like, what are you going up? What's your business? I'm like, oh, we're going to Europe for a honeymoon. She goes, the three of you? I'm like, no. Like, we're not that progressive. But yes, I'd explain that to her. But yeah, so anyway, this guy got his car back, and the woman got an excuse to come down and visit her elderly grandmother. So,
great.
Win-win. And then... I love this last part. It was this is written in 7 days. It's just a very Vermont-y situation. All thanks to 7 days.
Yeah,
gotta include that quote. God bless him, why not? Glow, do you want a free house in Shelburne?
You know I'm not gonna just say yes or no without asking first. Let's see.
It's a 19th century farmhouse.
1840.
It's on Webster Road.
I think I know that road.
It's in pretty rugged shape, and it's of a design and size and ceiling heights that are not conducive to today's market. A design and size and ceiling height. So what else is left, right? Like,
it's like plumbing?
Yeah, the layout.
Plumbing's terrible.
Plumbing's terrible. Yeah. I'm surprised there's any in there.
Yeah, the wiring is poor, the plumbing is poor, the basement is constantly wet, and the beams are showing signs of rot. Also, the roof leaks, the floor sags, and for a time, raccoons were living in the basement. In short, Haddock added, there's a lot wrong with this house.
So, is he living there? I don't...
He did live there. He lived there from the time he was 13, when his family moved to Vermont from Connecticut. Until he left for college.
Okay. And they just let it fall into disrepair, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
It says it's going to cost about $600,000 to get it up to code.
Wow.
But he's giving it away? Is this person still living there? Is that part of the deal?
No, somebody bought
it. You got a weird roommate, too.
They're going to build a development there.
Oh.
17 houses on 8.7 acres. So.
Oh, so wait, I don't understand. Didn't you say something about... Did I want it for free?
Yes, you can move it.
You have to move it.
I want that house.
Yeah,
no,
you can take the house.
No. You want the land. We don't want the house.
No, that's okay. I don't think I want it. I thought it was the whole thing.
No. All right, you guys want to take another quick break? Sure. I can drop another song here.
Okay.
All right, so this is a new song from Ilu and Drive. It's a pretty good local Burlington hip-hop. And we'll take a break.
Y'all hanging off me like some icicles. We appear the same, but I'm different like an isotope. I like to sit back, watch the rats make the cycle go. I don't ever join them, I live it different, my life will grow. Wolf on the hunt, vindictive, the wicked lycanthrope. I ain't with the race, stuck in place, spinning gyroscopes. Side note, I've been on my high horse. Get the pussy good, I'm a killer, it's to die for. Cyborg, man is a machine, she make time for it. Blindfold is one thing, you try to keep your eyes closed. Time froze, when I bring it back, 99 flow, 93 infinity. unity, my soul outshines rhinestones. Connections got this syndicate like I was a crime lord. Wu-Tang, tiger style, tongue be like my sword. Think we be religious, way she calling out to my lord. Really 4'10", when she sit on it, she 5'4". I just gotta find her, damn. Where you at? I've been on my own. If you dig the vibe, let's get a bottle of Patron. Where you at? Need a little bit of soul. If our energy match, girl, I put you on a throne. Where you at? Put you on a pedestal. We can smoke a bit of weed, get a little medical. Where you at? We can talk about getting dough. Places that you wanna go, places that you've been before. Never ever forcing it. Even if the bitch can twist her body like contortionist. Fuck a horoscope, I ain't believing in the signs. I think you just a bitch who blames the stars for your lies. We don't judge people unless they're born in July. Sorry, my sign's crazy. Now you just say that so that you can act crazy. While never taking accountability for behavior since the moon made you do shitty things. It be okay now? Smoking on that OG, got the red eye like Kano. Cause y'all done took my heart and made it hurt like the A out. Fortress around my mental, so all of y'all better stay out. Corpses make a fortune, guess that's why they call it pay dirt. Watch them streams rise when the blood stream. Ain't no love when you alive, man, this world is ugly. Need someone to coincide, the emotions unfreeze. Everybody act tough, but remember thugs bleed. Where you at? I've been on my own. If you dig the vibe, let's get a bottle of Patron. Where you at? Need a little bit of soul. If our energy match, girl, I put you on a throne. Where you at? Put you on a pedestal. We can smoke a bit of weed, get a little medical. Where you at? We can talk about getting dough. Places that you wanna go, places that you've been before.
All right, we're back. So I think it's time for the scumbag map, Matt.
You might want to let everybody know what the scumbag map is.
Oh, right. The scumbag map. It's kind of hard to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
It's a maybe dirtbag map is better. They're both kind of bad. Anyway, the scumbag map is...
Bag and map are...
Yeah, it's close. Tricky. It is a very scientific study we're doing where we pick a few stories that... are prominent enough to make the first page, like the kind of, yeah, the first page of like major newspapers around Vermont. And they are like crime stories, and we're putting in different colored pins for different kinds of crimes. And by the end of this year, we'll have a pretty good idea of where the majority of scumbags are in Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, it's Barry and Rutland.
So far, right. Leading the pack.
Right, leading the pack. Okay, so the first one is, this is a story that somehow slipped by us last week. Mm-hmm. There's a 14-year-old girl got, air quote, kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
I use the air quotes because she seemed like she knew what she was doing.
She would leave her house to meet this guy.
And she said to police...
She didn't like the guy.
Yeah. She said that this guy, she didn't really like the guy, but she said he was obsessed with her. She says she hates him, in fact, but she knew she could take advantage of him, and she would get him to buy her nicotine, vape pens, and take her places. So, wow, what a daughter.
So the scumbag got used.
Yeah. This guy got used, but he was a willing participant. And also, this is what makes him a scumbag. So not only the kidnapping was he charged with, but also he got charged with distributing indecent material to a minor.
Yeah, he sent her dick pics.
Yep.
What pics?
Dick.
Oh.
Genitals, according to this story.
It wasn't, yeah, they didn't say dick pics.
Right. Genitals. And, you know, like.
What is this with the dick pics?
I don't know. Like, no one wants it, right? No one's, like, clamoring for it.
Isn't it old by now?
Well,
well, this guy's is 24. I guess. That's how old his is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, like, what are you doing? You're, I mean, again, dude's out here just out of ideas. But, yeah, this girl's, I mean, he seemed like definitely a piece of work. This girl does not seem like a model citizen herself. I mean, she's only 14.
She's got problems.
She's off to a bad start.
Yeah.
I mean, if she was my daughter, I would just be like, oh, damn it. Where did I go wrong? What did I do?
Yeah, he claims he never... did anything. Is that what he said? He said he never had sex with her.
Nope. So all that, right? Just the kidnapping, mm-hmm. housing her, the genital pics. The maximum sentence is life in prison. That's ridiculous, yes, isn't it? I mean, I guess the kidnapping thing sounds worse than the whole article makes it out to be.
kidnapping with air quotes.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he has. He's a dirtbag. He's doing a, you know, sniffing around a 14-year-old.
So, what do you think? This guy may be one chromosome short in the old old DNA. I mean, this guy seems like he's like missing something.
I don't know. He said he gave the victim his cell phone or refused to give police his account information for the phone so it could be tracked.
You're right. That's pretty savvy.
It's pretty savvy. I don't think he's any dummy. I think he's just a scumbag.
Okay. You're right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. I forgot about that detail. So, yeah. Good point, Prosecutor Matt. I'm now convinced this guy is not a dummy. This guy is a savvy creep.
Yep. He knows what he's doing.
All right. So, and where's this? I need to know where to put the map.
Stowe.
Stowe. Is he's it? A Stowe man. Okay, yeah. I'll give it to Stowe.
Wow. So you don't see many scumbags up there.
No, they're too busy shredding that gnar, bro. Okay, next one. A little bit of harmless fraud. I just threw this one in here because I thought it was interesting. A couple weeks ago, the two of you informed me that Vermont is well known for like fraud and embezzlement.
Yes. I think it's the official state hobby.
So this is a Middletown Springs woman. I don't even know where that is.
Near Rutland.
Okay.
Because they're going to the U.S. District Court.
Okay. So, yeah, she was sentenced Wednesday to 2 years probation, and she's got to pay back $95,000 that she got off false statements. And again, whoever wrote this, it's a staff report. Don't put your name on it. I want to know exactly what she said that was false. Mm-hmm. Like, how did it account for that much money over a couple of years? It seems pretty high.
She was applying for benefits under Vermont's assistance programs such as Medicaid, Three Squares, food stamp type program, a fuel assistance program, and ReachUp, a family assistance program, because she claimed that she and her husband were separated. I guess they weren't, because the story doesn't actually say that. Mm-hmm. But it's another terrible story.
Yeah, so she pleaded to only one count. One of the two involving HHS, which is Health and Human Services, and USDA. That's the agriculture department?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the food assistance programs, I guess. That's who does those. So.
Okay. So she's a little welfare queen is what we got, right?
Right. We got our own little welfare queen here in Middletown Springs, where now that is.
Yeah, well, I'll find it. I guess I'll put a green pin for embezzlement and monetary fraud things.
Yeah, that's good.
We're running out of colors here, though. Okay, next one.
These two clowns.
I love this one because
this is a great story.
You can just imagine these guys, right? Just like these
all
two
fucked up.
Yeah, like so these two guys all fucked up, wandering around at like 4 a.m.
mm-hmm.
and just you see a couple of snowmobiles sitting there on a snowmobile lot.
It's Barry Otto.
So what are you gonna do? Jump in the snowmobiles and take them for a joyride.
Are there keys in the snowmobile?
I guess so.
I don't know. Apparently.
That's kind of nuts.
Isn't it? So this guy, Gibbs is one guy. Mm-hmm. The other guy's name is Irish. Gibbs and Irish.
Yeah, sounds like a...
Whiskey.
Gibbs and Irish, 12 years.
Sounds like a buddy movie.
Mm-hmm. But they can face a maximum of 10 years in prison.
Yeah, they won't get that.
I hope not. I mean, listen, obviously it's not a cool thing that they did, but they drove a snowmobile. They went to their homes, covered it with a tarp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how nice.
And went to sleep. Yeah. Well, how nice. Trying to hide it. So.
Oh. I thought it was to protect it.
Yeah. That's what you would do. That's not what they would do.
Hey, these guys are out there polishing their new snowmobile.
Yeah, I love this. Whoever the cop was, says DePrato, I guess his name, said a witness reported that snowmobiles ripped up the road at around 4:45 a.m. 4:45, wow.
Yeah. It's like, did you get up really early or are you up really late? Because 4:45 is right on that kind of, could be either one. Right. I'm guessing they were up really late.
I think so.
And so they had the footage from like this Jiffy Mart,
mm-hmm.
where they were clearly on, and they figured out they were the ones that stole it, like the tracks, they mm-hmm. kind of follow the tracks.
Gosh.
And then when they got to the guy's house, the officer looked under the tarp, and there they were.
Yeah.
And the one guy said
Irish.
He admitted to taking the snowmobiles, He said he intended to return them, and he said that he hadn't slept in days, was back to using drugs, and wasn't thinking straight.
No shit.
Yeah, at least he's honest. Yeah. Well, except for that part about wanting to return them. And that's probably not so honest.
And then he ratted on his buddy.
Of course.
And his buddy says he denied being with Irish when the snowmobile.
I don't know Irish. Never met him. Never met him. Don't know that guy.
We were in a car together, but no, I don't know him.
Despite the security footage.
Okay, your next story. I might have a little problem with it. I think it's New Hampshire.
Yeah, but the headline is so good.
Yeah, it is. Where'd it go?
Yeah, it's kind of a tricky website.
The Caledonian Record.
Yeah, it's not mine.
Did I just see something?
Well, they give you this. Oh, I can't.
You gotta go back.
Yeah.
It should work. So this is, yeah, you're right. This is New Hampshire. It's a town called Groveton. Is that right? How you would say it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, come on. This headline. Coup, Superior Court indictments. Woman strikes lover's genitals with tire iron. We got to talk about that.
I love that thing. Of course.
But
I thought I was seeing things, but not.
No.
I can't find the story. I had it once, but now it's gone. Oh, well. Yeah. Nobody wants to get hit in their genitals with a tire iron.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Or anything, I imagine.
Right. But, you know, like on the long list of things you don't want to get hit in the genitals with, tire iron is pretty high on that list.
Yeah.
As far as like things that can be wielded, this website's not working. God damn it, Caledonian Record, you suck. But the way it was phrased was kind of interesting, but I didn't copy. Next time I'll copy and paste it. I gotta clear my cookies. These websites, they want you to pay for their service, which is just not gonna happen. Anyway, I will add a pin in Groveton. It's right close to.
It's close enough.
I mean, it's
like being in Plattsburgh.
Yeah.
On the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, you count.
Trio facing charges after bat attack. Is that a baseball bat or is that an animal?
No, they didn't stick their bats. Yeah. It was a baseball bat.
Wait till you see my attack bats. Get them, boys. Yeah, this is three people facing charges. So it sounds like when you read the headline, like, oh, these three people went and beat someone up with a baseball bat. That's not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So try to follow me on this, Glow, because these names are kind of similar.
Mm.
So this woman, Ransom, and her boyfriend, Pels, they're driving around town, and they hear that this woman's ex-boyfriend, Perry, had damaged their truck.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, let's go back home and see our truck, because I think the ex-boyfriend like maybe keyed it or did something to it. But then they see Perry on the way in a gas station, so they pull over at Cumberland. Is it Cumberland Farms? I think it's Cumberland Farms.
I think it
Farms.
Is, yeah.
Yeah, it always goes down at Cumberland Farms. Yep. You're going from the Claudia into the Cumberland Farms.
She's just walking over.
So they get into a little scuffle, and she kicks her ex-boyfriend between the legs.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start fighting. Her boyfriend goes and grabs. Then this guy's two friends come out of his truck to jump in. So now we got five people.
Have bats?
No. So then the boyfriend runs out to his truck, I guess, gets his bat, and he hits the ex-boyfriend in the head. And then they're all fighting, and that's pretty much it. That's how it ends.
And that's,
they all go home.
They made some threats about shooting them, and that's it.
Right. There was a threat of that. Right? I think that's how it ended. Someone said, I'm going to get my gun and shoot you all. And then
and they have it all on tape.
Mm-hmm.
Showed the five of them scuffling and hitting each other. It's always the Cumberland Farms.
Here's the moral of the story. So everyone in the fight could face a maximum of 180 days in prison. The guy who grabbed the bat, his maximum sentence is 6 years.
Wow. So don't grab a bat.
If you're going to get into a fight, don't grab a bat.
Don't grab a weapon.
Yeah, definitely don't grab your gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't grab a bat. Everyone just leave the bats in the trucks, rely on fisticuffs, a couple of kicks between the legs. If you're a lady, it's fine. I'll allow it.
Unless you grab a bat, which is our next story.
All right. So now these are the bats, Glow.
Oh, bats.
The real bats. So, Salisbury?
Yeah, it's where, we know where that is. It's between Middlebury and And that's where what's her name used to live. That's where she grew up.
Is it like between Middlebury and Manchester?
Something like that. Yeah.
Middlebury and Rutland.
Close enough. Okay.
But it's more of the east. It's kind of in that between area, but of 22A and Route 7.
So they're what is it? They're defunding the insect control district.
So they're not going to kill mosquitoes anymore.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because they expect bats to eat them?
That's their main food, I think.
No, but are there enough bats? With bats struggling to survive in Vermont, local action is being taken to limit pesticides that may harm wildlife. And experts on endangered species are urging the state government to act.
Yeah, so they're not using the pesticides to kill mosquitoes because they might be harmful to bats.
Right. So, and hopefully that then will help the bat population, which would then take care of the mosquito population.
Mosquitoes? Bats eat mosquitoes?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, how many mosquitoes is one bat good for? Because I need a lot. Like,
well, when you've got...
I want like a whale and plankton situation.
There's you know, when you have a lot of bats together, I mean, they can really do some damage on mosquitoes, in the, you know, and they're...
How do they catch them?
Well, they have sonar. I mean, they can hear a mosquito. That's why that thing about them, you know, flying into people's hair and stuff like that, that is such a myth, because they have such incredible sonar. They know where you are. They're not going to fly into your head.
So you think these bats are getting a bad rep?
Well, yeah, bats usually do, but... I don't know what's wrong. I like bats.
Okay. I know. You like all animals.
So what's again? What's with the bat? Oh, okay. So they're going to stop the pesticides. Yeah, yeah. Great.
Well, like they couldn't stop them from doing it, so they just said, well, we're going to stop paying you.
Oh, good.
And then they don't know what's going to happen. They assume the agency's going to do it.
There hasn't been a decision made yet. Oh. This is the first step. We're just not going to pay you.
Right. You can do it. We won't pay you, and they're not going to do it, right?
Yeah,
not,
nobody does anything for free.
Right. No free lunch, no free pesticide. So this is kind of funny. I guess when the decision came out, a big cheer went up for many of us. So I guess hooray! Hooray!
For the bats! Batman.
Right. But apparently this area is, like, notorious for its mosquito problem.
It's pretty rural.
And it's, I bet there, isn't it a lot of ponds around there, too? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they said, like, there was some famous incident with the former Vermont governor going to visit the area, and mosquitoes, Madeline Coonan.
Uh-huh.
And it was so bad, like, she had to run into her chopper because the mosquitoes were bothering her so much.
What, all three of them?
I don't know. Wow. Throwing some shade on the former governor, huh?
No, I
should. You think you just keep your helicopter going and get rid of them.
You would think.
Yeah, right? Blow them all away.
But I guess a lot of the bats had died off from something called white nose syndrome.
Yep. You ever hear that? A few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, which is so sad.
Is that like just like a viral thing that happens among that species?
They started using cocaine. Oh, it was all she wrote.
It really messes up your sonar. Okay, well, I guess we're all on board for, I guess...
At least we like bats.
We like bats.
Eat mosquitoes.
I'm not a big bird fan, but maybe I'll make an exception for bats.
Maybe I'll put a bat house out back. I mean, I used to make them. Bats used to live right... Oh, anyway.
Well, no. You have to explain that. You used to make bat houses?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I went to the museum down here, what is it? Leahy Center?
Yeah.
And they had a bat display, and I looked it up, and I mean, or they gave me instructions, and I was making these, you know, little bat houses out of scrap wood. But you know what? They didn't like the bat house. They liked my shade umbrella for the picnic table on my deck. So
it was closed, right?
It was closed. So whenever
they went up and
at night, they'd go up, and then I see all the little droppings there in the morning. And they were so darn cute, I would never open my umbrella because I didn't want to disturb them, of course, right? So I got them another umbrella, and they didn't want that one. it had to be the one tied to the picnic table, just right where it was. And I read they're really fussy. You have to have it like just the right height and all this other stuff.
Is it because the umbrella was like tight around the pole and it was like kind of offered the most amount of like security or
exactly.
something?
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. And darkness, because it was a dark umbrella. I mean, a dark color.
Sure. All right. I did not know you used to build ineffective bat houses.
That did absolutely nothing but use up some scrap wood.
They'll be on the front lawn next year.
Maybe tomorrow.
All right. Moving on. So are you both familiar with the Woodchuck Cider mm-hmm. Company?
Yep.
So they sold at a major loss.
Yes.
Which is kind of it's amazing how much money they lost for being such a well-known brand. The sale price was 93% less than what the original company bought them for.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what happened? And, I mean, who bought them, I guess? So
they were sold in 2012 by an Irish group called CNC Group.
Mm-hmm.
For $305 million.
Jesus.
So the original people who sold that, good on you.
Good. They're in St. Bart's right now.
Yeah. And so apparently they just kind of mismanagement. They right after the sale, Samuel Adams opened up their brand of cider to compete, and they got 50% of the market share like right off the bat. Wow. Right off the bat.
Angry Orchard was their name.
Yeah,
that's their brand.
And they hired Pabst, you know, to do their marketing and distribution, and that didn't work.
Yeah, it's
that's too
bad business. Well, I mean, there's so many cider companies around now. I mean, Woodchuck's been around for years, but I mean, Citizen's probably bigger now around here. Anyways.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Woodchuck was like the first one. I remember that's, I mean, my brother used to drink Woodchuck cider like years and years ago. Mm-hmm. We all thought he was a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he was ahead of the game, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't it say somewhere in here that they are the first to be, you know, into the hard cider? Woodchuck Cider was the largest cider brand in the country in 2012.
Yeah, that makes sense. But
so they got around.
They got around. Yeah, I just don't know what happened. I guess the Angry Orchard thing, they didn't anticipate that. And then they just
20 million, that's just unbelievable.
Ooh.
After 305, you go down to 20.
20, what a steal, you know?
that's corporate raider stuff. Buy it and sell everything off and then close it.
And then write it off as a tax loss somehow.
Well, I'm hoping that they switch it to like maybe like a focus on local, you know, forget about the national stuff, focus locally. And I mean, they could make a lot of money, part of the brew tour scene.
Cider's huge here in Vermont.
We got Citizen, we got Stowe. Because when I think of Woodchuck, I don't think of Vermont. I think of Publix.
Yes. Because they're a national brand.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think either of you are really big cider people anyway. I'm not a very big cider person.
Not me. I can have one, I think that's it.
Right. They just got to get rid of that apple flavor. That's the thing.
Cider would be great if it didn't have an apple flavor.
Right, if it wasn't so cidery. Okay, next up, Matt, it's time for a game of Utah or Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
So I guess the game's over right now because I'm going to tell you which one it is, but it's Utah. So these lawmakers are trying to make it so that if you buy a phone, is it or a computer or is it just a phone?
Tablet.
Or a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
It's before you buy it, it has already been blocked to not be able to access pornography.
Hmm. What? Wow.
Well, good old Utah.
Yeah. So I mean, do you think that's going to pass? I mean, it seems like
it might there.
Maybe. But who is the person that has a problem controlling their pornography addiction that thought of this?
Right.
Like, who's like, yeah, we just need to make it so people can't do it. You know, it's like putting a padlock on your fridge if you need to go on a diet. You know, it's like just have a little willpower, man. Like, what are you doing? You like checking this like in between Zoom meetings? Just chill out.
Well, who runs Utah? Mormons.
The Mormons.
Yeah. So
I guess the Mormons are against pornography.
Unless,
I mean, they're against they're coffee, watching it. So I guess so.
Yeah, yeah.
But what a bummer.
Yep.
Just love this.
I mean, not that we watch pornography, but it's who gives a shit?
Watch whatever you want.
Right. As long as it's not kids. You know, if it's consenting adults and older people, 18 or over, you know, fine.
This goes back to that kid that shot up the massage parlors. Yep. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any kind of outlet. What's he going to do? Mm-hmm. Good luck with that, Utah. You bunch of weirdos. Okay, so, Glo, we got some animal stories. Most of them are good.
Oh, what do you mean most? I want them all to be good.
They can't all be good.
I'll start with something good. So Virginia has banned cosmetics tested on animals.
Wow. So, wait a minute. What does it say? It becomes the fourth state. Mm-hmm. So that means all these other states still...
Wow, you go right to the like, what's the opposite of the bright side? The dark side. Wow, where's the silver lining? I want to just step over that and find something bad.
It joins California, Nevada, mm-hmm. and Illinois. Mm-hmm.
That's surprising. Vermont's not on there, of course.
We don't have any labs,
research labs.
That's true.
Pharmaceuticals, they're all down in New Jersey.
If New Jersey would do it, then it would be something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so, I think Virginia's got a big, they're big in this stuff, too.
Sure. Okay, well, I guess you're not so interested in that. We'll move right along. This one's kind of sad.
Oh, no.
It almost sounds like a poem or something. Mm-hmm. Endangered songbird forgets its song.
Has forgotten its song.
Can't sing anymore.
You serious?
Yeah, I guess.
Only 300 left in the world.
Oh, mm-hmm. no.
It's kind of like when languages die out, because mm-hmm. like there's just no one that speaks them anymore.
Exactly.
And so this bird doesn't have anyone to learn the song from, or I guess to practice it with, so it's kind of forgotten what it's supposed to sound like.
Mm. Oh. Boy. Oh, so
yeah, they're
sad.
So rare in the area they occupy is so big. Okay, you got 300 birds. It's probably 10 times the size of the UK. So there's 300 birds in
spread out all over.
What are they? I'm surprised they even mate.
And this is the Regent's honey eater in southeastern Australia.
Yep.
Wow, look at that bird. Wow. That's amazing.
Have we talked about the people, the bird watchers back here?
No.
Have you seen anybody with their binoculars out here?
No.
They're looking for a bird called a crossbeak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess it stays in that big pine tree over on our neighbor's property.
Okay, so bird watchers, what's the goal here? Do they have like a checklist? So once they see it, they're like, okay, saw it, and move on to the next thing?
Well, I think this has been spread around by social media, I think, that these bird watchers. Yeah, they want to see this. Okay, I've seen a crossbeak kind of thing. They're rare.
Everybody else wants to then see it. Yeah, yeah. In other words, so it's sort of like, come here, this is where I've seen it kind of thing.
Don't they have Google image search? They can just pull it up.
Well, you want to see something real. I mean, I got a little buzzed on last night. I saw this cardinal, which I thought wasn't a cardinal because it was so beautiful. I mean, it was vibrant. The color was unbelievable. He was out here again today. I thought maybe it was the crossbeak. So I looked the crossbeak up. But I stared at this bird for about 15 minutes just watching it.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it's kind of cool.
Okay. But you're like chilling where you'd normally be chilling. And you're right. Just kind of like, hey, look at that bird. I'm just going to watch it. It's not like you're seeking it out when you're like, okay, check. What's the next thing I'm going to go seek out? It's weird to me.
I have a friend that... is a bird watcher, and he can tell you their calls and stuff like that. If he hears a bird, he'll know what it is.
Okay, now that's different. I can appreciate that more than just the, I saw it, check, I'm going to go see something else.
Like, he was the one that told me that was a cat bird that was after our neighbor. Who didn't like cats.
Hey, by the way, like, I now live in that area. Nope, that bird's not bothering me.
It only bothered him.
I think he was being cursed.
Yep.
Okay, Glo, good bird story. Texas and Philly are dimming their lights at night for migrating birds.
Great. So, to help them migrate easier without all the light pollution?
I guess. I didn't even realize that. bright lights in cities had an effect on birds. I mean, it makes sense. It's just something I never thought about.
Yeah, well, it does, because they are definitely on the circadian rhythm sort of thing, where they have very sensitive to light, because they have a really thin skull, birds. So the light gets through a little easier than it gets through to us, you know what I mean? We're thick-skulled, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize light could go right into a bird's brain.
Well, better than I could through ours, that's for sure.
There you go, that's good. Yeah, so I guess they're joining, let's see, it's odd because it's Texas and Philly. So
yeah,
it's
like, this doesn't sound right.
Like all of Texas. Anyway, so there's 20 different states, all different cities, plus D.C. and Toronto have been doing these programs to dim the lights at night. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now, it's not because the birds are flying at night, because I don't think birds do. So it's only because of just their rhythm, right? The lights are messing them up. They think it's the sun coming up, and it's not, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Does it really say what it's for?
Oh, wait.
Here we go. It blots out the stars.
Yeah, there we go. The light pollution blots out the stars and other navigation points the birds use, causing them to collide with buildings.
Birds use stars?
I guess so. Wow.
Holy.
What? Boy, are they smart?
I couldn't even
use
a star.
I still can't find the North Star. Forget it all the time.
It's north. It's in the name, right? What's the problem? So anyway, so that's cool. I didn't realize that birds use stars either. Nope. Good on you, birds. Still don't like you. And then this was the one, Glow, I think you'll like the most. There's a groundbreaking arthritis treatment for dogs.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
I don't know if you've probably had experience with a dog that has arthritis, right?
Yeah, and I'm
it's pretty sad.
Worried about one right now, actually, who looks like she may have it. The synthesis, the new biological therapy involves the synthesis of antibody molecules to eradicate pain caused by arthritis.
So it doesn't cure your arthritis, but it makes the pain go away.
Right.
So it's pretty good.
Better.
It helps their lives. And
Heart, that dog would be a lot happier if she wasn't in pain. The dog we
I know.
Walk. So.
I wonder, is there a way you could, well, I know, I can find it myself. But
what's your question?
Send the link to me so that I don't have to go look for it.
Well, it's on the document we
discussed. I know, I'm being lazy.
All right, so so apparently it's like a twice a month treatment, and there's no like problems with like kidneys or gastric ulcers, which can be side effects of arthritis medicine. So that's a good thing. There's no inflammatory drugs that would affect the dogs. So, yeah, they're calling it groundbreaking.
It's good.
That's a good thing.
Good for the dogs.
Good for the dogs. Pro dog here. Some horny goats have taken over a town.
Yep.
These goats just can't stop banging because they don't have any contraception. I don't quite know what goat contraception looks like.
Yeah, I hate to put one on.
Guessing it's not like that. Goats are real nervous to go into the drugstore when they're teenagers.
They're outside.
Where's this town?
It's in Wales.
Okay. And so, yeah, there's pictures of the goats just kept kind of taking over because there's no, because of COVID, there's no contraception to administer to the goats, and they're
just
living their best life, living their best goat life. Just laying down in the street, just walking through people's gardens.
So, I guess goats just roam freely?
There's goats in a window.
Look at this. This is crazy. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Right there on the window box.
Yeah,
that's right. They can climb up on just about everything.
I'm guessing this was like really cute for like a couple weeks, and then like when they hit a point, like, oh my, this is a problem.
Oh my gosh, they're going to eat everything in sight.
Oh, what
see,
do you do?
They are right there. I don't know. Those are too cute to kill.
Too cute to kill. it looks like they roam in packs. I mean, I could probably take one goat, but five. I don't think you have a shot against them.
No, look at the horns on those suckers.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, they can put a dent in
it. You know, same thing happened with peacocks in Florida. Everybody thought they were cute for about a year. And now everybody wants to get – a lot of people want to get rid of them because they're all over the place and they're loud and they're they destroy a lot of stuff. So
yeah, in my mom's neighborhood, there's at least a handful of peacocks, and when they walk exactly down the middle of the road, mm-hmm. not giving a care. Can't honk the horn. They won't move. They just slowly walk down the road. You got to wait.
Are they pets?
No.
They're wild at this point? Wild. Oh, so people got tired of them and then said, goodbye.
I don't know.
I don't really know. I don't think people had them for pets. I don't know. Unless somebody just released them or something. I don't know. Because they're all on the island that I grew up on, they're all over the place. My brother, his next-door neighbor has them. You know?
You mean as a pet or
yeah, because well, yeah, pet. She runs some sort of animal, you know, rescue or some bullshit, but she just lets these things run around there. But they're mostly on my brother's property, and his wife wants to kill them.
I can see your brother out there feeding them.
Yeah.
Well, they're annoying. I mean, for sure.
They are.
okay. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, dumbest thing I saw on the internet.
This horrible story.
I need to get off the internet. You need to get off the internet. Internet.
Goodbye.
So, did you see the original video of this? So this is a basketball announcer, like an Oklahoma. Okay, imagine this. Like you're an announcer at an Oklahoma high school women's basketball game. Mm-hmm. This is probably not your primary job, right? I would assume you sought out this job. Why would you do that if you're an incredible racist? Mm-hmm. So he's calling this game before it starts.
And some of the players knelt.
They knelt for the anthem. He doesn't realize his mic is on.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to play it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Right. He says, like, you know, I don't have the exact quote because I don't want to pull it up either, but he says something along the lines of, what the F are they doing? But, I can't believe this. I hope they lose. These are high school girls he's talking about. Mm. And he just screams, you effing N-words.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I'm guessing someone next to him was like, hey, Matt, your mic is on. Because that's this guy's name. By the way, he's a former youth pastor, of course.
So,
and so then he comes back. This is what makes it the stupidest thing. He says, it's because I will state that I suffer type 1 diabetes, and during the game, my sugar was spiking. While not excusing my remarks, it's not unusual when my sugar spikes that I become disoriented and often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful. I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking.
I wouldn't have been that stupid.
So diabetes makes you racist? Is that the takeaway? Wilford Brimley, a terrible person? Is that what we should be thinking?
This is so stupid. But they're everywhere. This kind of shit just proves these kind of people are everywhere.
Right. He just got caught.
Yeah, he just got caught.
Saying what he really believes.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you choose this as a job? Like, it's a youth basketball game. Guess what? There's going to be minorities playing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why? The game of basketball itself, you know, it's mm-hmm. predominantly a non-white sport.
So
why? what is your deal? Like, there's, you know, go sell insurance or something. There's other things you can do. Also, youth pastor. He's only youth pastor white people. Very bizarre.
Yeah. I just... God, this stuff happens too much.
Agreed. All right, let's wrap it up. A couple national days. Today is National Backyard Day.
Ooh, not warm enough.
Yeah, maybe in Florida.
And this is odd. This day, like, I realized that from doing this, anyone can make a national day.
Mm-hmm.
This one is sponsored by like a allergy medicine.
Wow.
Like
yeah, you can go in your backyard.
Yeah, Zyrcan or whatever. I don't even know the name of it. They're all crazy Light names.
Track or something.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in Chocolate Caramel Day.
Okay.
No takers. Let's Laugh Day, but really it's National Poultry Day.
Poultry?
Chicken.
I know what it is. I mean...
why'd you say it like, ugh?
Because, like, why would you want to name after a day named...
Chicken.
Blah, 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 blah.
Chicken should be celebrated, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, I guess.
We love our poultry.
Think about everything you can do with the chicken.
Especially dead on your plate.
Yeah, I don't want it alive. It's not National Chicken Day. It's poultry day.
That's
it's
true.
The meat it's not just chicken, chicken, right?
That's true.
Sure, yeah. I guess what it'll be duck?
Turkeys? Ducks?
Turkeys? Goose? Geese?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is it all birds?
I think so.
Cornish
think
game hens?
What about that Australian honey eater? Can I throw that in there too?
As soon as I get that crossbeak.
Yeah. Call your friend. I found it.
It's in my oven.
Okay, so National Creative Poultry Day. Okay. Then tomorrow we got AIDS Awareness Day. It's kind of a bummer. National Proposal Day. You can't propose on National Proposal Day, no. Right? It just doesn't work.
No.
Right? Tacky.
It's like proposing on a birthday or Christmas. Mm. Don't do that. Ravioli Day. Glow.
What are you looking at me for?
Sorry. And Matt. Okay, sorry to look over that direction.
The next one is the big one.
Is which what?
The big one.
The big one.
That's
the big
my one. Favorite holiday.
Corn Dog.
National Corn Dog Day.
The first Saturday of March Madness. So, Matt, if you weren't going to anyway, you have an excuse to eat a corn dog tomorrow.
I'm going to go out and get one.
You got a couple.
Are you ever gonna make those corn dogs again?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. My wife brought it up a couple days ago. She's like, we should try that again. Maybe we will, but
that was a lot of work, wasn't it?
Well, it was a lot of work with no payoff. That was the problem. Mm. So anyone who's listening, we tried to make the Korean corn dogs, but the batter, I couldn't get my batter to stick to my corn dog. And I couldn't get French fries wrapped around it. And it's
a corn dog with French fries in it, kind of wrapped around it. And so you're eating corn dogs and French fries. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
Right. It's a Korean street corn dog, right. But we couldn't figure out how to make the batter stick.
I liked them. I thought they were good, but you're right. The batter was kind of, some of the hot dogs didn't even,
right.
Yours didn't even have much on it.
No, because I think maybe we need to let it set longer. Yeah. I'm not sure what the solution there is, but. All right, you guys want to get out of here?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's been as warm as it's going to be the next few days in March.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is...
It's pretty wild.
Unbelievably driest March, no snow, not really that bad. I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Well, that's why we'll get hit with a 8-inch snowfall in the first week of April.
Can't just sleep in the yeah, yeah. Oh, you brought the grill out, huh? Here comes the snow. any interesting grilling on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
What?
Buy some burgers or something?
Yeah, we'll buy some burgers. Grill. We'll grill.
Oh, okay.
I'm assuming in the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? We're like Eskimos. We're used to, we'll think 60 is so hot, we'll be in our underwear.
You will not be in your
underwear. No, I won't be.
You're going to be bundled up for sure.
Remember that when those... drive-through zoos all of a sudden became so darn popular. And
what year is this?
Like in the 80s.
Drive-through zoos?
Yeah.
I know we had one in South Florida, like Lion Country Safari. Yeah. Did you ever go to that? I never went. I had to drive by it every day to go to work.
No, I never went either. Well, I went to Busch Gardens, but they had a...
You could drive through it?
No, they had a monorail that went through it.
Oh.
It was kind of cool.
This, when you drive your own car, it was right there.
I think they do it a lot in Africa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these places where you can drive through and see lions and shit.
No, no, I mean, but
that's
this
not really
is
a zoo, though, right? That's
this is actually contained. I mean, this is right there in New Jersey. That, oh, gosh, what was it? Seven? It's not Seven Flags, is it? Maybe it was
Six Flags.
Six Flags.
Unless they added one.
Yeah. Seven Flags, the zoo.
Yeah, no, they did. And, but if you had one of those cotton tops, is that what they're called?
Rag tops.
Rag tops. They'd warn you not to go into, you could bypass the orangutans. I mean, like, so, because they would just tear the top off your car. So, and then the people who did want to dare still go through, whether they had a rag top or not, I mean, your antennas usually got broken off. They just demolished these cars. I mean, it was like, I mean, it was kind of funny, as long as you didn't care.
Wait, you're driving through, and there's no, there's nothing between you and the orangutans? It's
except just like, the car. Your car. Your car. So.
They tell you to stay in your car.
Stay in your car? Stay out of the zoo? Oh, my God. So they can just, I mean, they could break your window. I mean, they could do whatever, right? They have, like, the crazy monkey strength.
I mean, well, I know, but there are people, like, somewhere where they're watching them and all that kind of thing.
With
so.
What, like, sniper rifles with, like, darts to put them to sleep? Like, tranquilizers? My God.
Can you imagine? There you are. You're taking the family out.
I want to go to the drive-thru zoo.
I thought those places, I didn't think there was, like, dangerous animals. I thought it was, like, there's a giraffe, like, 100 yards away. I didn't think you're, like, driving through, like, the monkey's habitat. Or orangutan, I guess it's not the same thing. My God.
You don't remember that? Oh, my gosh.
We didn't have that in Florida. We had,
yes,
I mean, not where I live. We had a couple of zoos, Lowry Park and, I think, Busch Gardens, but...
Do you remember where my friend lived, where we went that time? Anyway, it was he lives like across the street. He could hear the rock
screams
lions
of terror.
And,
like, mauled by an orangutan.
The sound of a child's arm being ripped off. No, in Florida, the zoos always are disappointing because, especially in the summer, you go to the zoo and there's like you have a sign that says like, yeah, this is where the otters are. They're not, there's not
it's
otters.
Too hot.
They're somewhere hiding in the shade. You can't see anything. Now, I don't think I ever saw an otter in my life.
Well, I guess New Jersey kind of lives on the wild side.
I guess so. They had that action, was it called Action Adventure Park or Action?
When all the people got killed.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened there?
There was this famous New Jersey, like, amusement park where people died all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called, like, Action Adventure Park or Action Fun Park or something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. They did a documentary about it, about how dangerous it was.
And people still kept going?
Of course. It's New Jersey, Gloria. You're from there.
You're living on the edge.
I mean, you understand it better than I do.
No worse than driving through Newark.
That's right.
I can drive through Newark, order a couple of orangutans. You guys ready to get started?
Yep.
Yeah. So, this is just some cheap toilet seat, but I just thought I'd have some fun. And what I really would want to do...
Did you already paint it, or that's what it was?
I already painted.
Oh, what was it before?
The same as this. But what happened is, with the water and all that, and the moisture, it was like just peeling, looking really shitty.
Uh-huh.
And I was either going to replace it.
So toilet seat's too shitty, so now it's getting painted?
Yeah. So, but, and this was actually Matt's idea. Well, we kind of worked on it together. Can you imagine if the lid says open wide and then
but
for
my idea.
Chunky?
What?
For Chunky?
For Chunky?
Open wide for Chunky.
What is that?
It used to be a commercial for candy bar. It was a big piece of chocolate.
Oh.
It was called Chunkies.
Oh, okay.
Open wide for Chunky.
kind of talks me out of it, though.
No. Yeah, it wasn't my idea.
I remembered it from childhood, but she wanted to put it on the toilet.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean...
Oh, of course.
I mean, anyone who's going to come over here, you know, they know your sense of humor. Right?
You're really the only one who ever uses the toilet, and you don't use it that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.